powered by Riverside.
Talking about Guitar Heels. And yes, this is Javon, James Collins, your host of Javon Collins' podcast, JCP. If you want to learn more, go to javoncollinspodcast.wordpress.com. Again, that's javoncollinspodcast.wordpress.com with two S's. Follow me on Spotify. And let's get started. All right. So, as you all know, recently, the Tar Heels won against Syracuse. So, I've been doing some research on the Tar Heels and their win. So, yes, this is the one. All righty. Tar Heels earned tough road when at Syracuse. North Carolina led for 58 minutes and Tuesday's 72-68 win over Syracuse. But that final minute of those 58 was a stressful one. After blowing a 10-point lead in the second half, UNC watched Syracuse take a 68-66 lead with just over a minute left. As Joe Girard hit a big three-pointer, the Tar Heels were staring down another road loss and a 6-4 conference record. That is until a heads-up play by Pete Nance changed things. Trailing by two, Nance went to the free throw line with just over 20 seconds left. With the chance to tie, he split the pair, but was able to grab a loose ball on the second attempt after. Joe Girard tried to save it from going out of bounds. The ball went into Nance's hands. He led it and to give UNC a 69-68 lead. On an end zone drive, Julian Mintz was called for a charge as he drove to the basket and elbowed RJ Davis in the face. The play was ruled flagrant one as Davis lay on the ground shaken up. Caleb Love finished the play by splitting the three throws, then making the next two after being fouled on the inbounds play to seal the game. After a hot start that saw UNC build an early lead by Caleb Love, making his first three three-pointers, Syracuse fought back. The Orange cut into the lead before the break and trailed just 38-34 behind the play of Joe Girard and Judah Mintz. Syracuse even took the lead early in the second half before UNC fought back on the play of Armando Baycott. But in the end, it was the Tar Heels that prevailed for the big road win. Davis did not return to the game and his stats will be something to monitor for next week's two games. Nance finished the game with 21 points while Baycott had 18. Love dropped 15, including going 3 of 5 from the three-point line. UNC moves to 15-6 overall and 7-3 in Atlantic Coast Conference play. They will take on Pitt at home next week before traveling to Durham to face Duke on February 4th. All right, let's see what happens. All right, so let me stop sharing this tab. And then let's go to another tab, which that would be on Davis's injury update after Syracuse's game. Herbert Davis provides update to RJ Davis injury. North Carolina's gritty win over Syracuse on Tuesday night. Point guard RJ Davis put his body on the line late to help the Tar Heels secure the win. Davis drew a charge with about 10 seconds left as Julian Mintz drove down the lane to try and take the lead. Mintz's elbow hit Davis in the face. As he went down and stayed down for a few minutes, Davis did not return to the game and had to be looked at by the trainers. Okay, sorry about that. Following the game, head coach Herbert Davis provided a small update on the injury and the play in general. He got hit in the eye. He got hit right above the eye. Davis said via Inside Carolina, Judah is an unbelievable penetrator and finisher. And so on the situations, especially in transition, he's just really good. RJ guessed right, and he did a really good job of taking the charge and sacrificing his body. And in that situation, we needed it. If he didn't do that, Judah would have scored or got fouled or both. It was just a wonderful, unbelievable, unselfish, tough play by RJ. Davis got hit a few times in the game as the coach revealed the point guard also dislocated a finger. There wasn't much more of an update after that, and likely won't be for a few days. The good news for the Tar Heels is they have about a week before they host Pitt and then travel to Durham to face Duke next week. Getting Davis healthy will be key for that stretch and the rest of the season. And here's another one. Where is it? I read this one already, guys. Let me know. Yeah, I've already read this one. Sorry, I guess I'm resharing it. This one. No, it's this one. Since I reread all of them. All right. So I want to do. So if you guys know me, I'm a Tigers fan, and they're 15-16. I didn't want to keep you guys long, but just wanted to do like a video version of the Tar Heels' win. They go against Pittsburgh today at 7 p.m. And then next week, let's see their schedule. So next week, they go against Duke, 16-6, 15-6, North Carolina, Wake Forest, February 17th, Clemson at North Carolina, 18-5, 15-6, Miami, Florida, North Carolina, 17-5, 15-6. And then North Carolina at North Carolina State, again, 15-6, 17-5. North Carolina at Notre Dame, 10-12. Virginia at Florida State, 17-3, 15-16. North Carolina at Florida State, 15-6, 17-15. Florida State's doing bad. Duke, they go again. 16-6, 15-6. So I guess we would like to watch all those games. So Tar Heels football will be on okay. So let's see. Yeah, so I don't have any updates on the football team yet. So once I get that done, I'll let you guys know. And if you guys want to, go to my website. I'm going to type it here. So it's in the chat. If you guys would like, please go to the website and look at my podcast. And, well, you'll get to see some video. Hope to see you soon. And I hope that you guys can listen and watch. Thank you. And have a good day. And good night.